Well, we left that piece of music running this evening. I thought, why not? It started to play. Owing to the fact that I hadn't changed the music for tonight's show. So there you have it. The band with that version there. I Shall Be Released. Composed and written by what's his name? That man. again, on the tip of my tongue. That won't come to me. Yeah, it will. Trust me, it will come. It's like the name's just gone out my head. oh, God. How embarrassing. I'm sure it will come back. Right, okay then. Forget it. Getting old now. Not as old as him though. okay. Let's say hello to Kelly.
Hello. Happy Sunday.
Hiya, Kelly. Oh, bless. Yeah. You know, when you're searching and you know something, but like all of a sudden it's just gone out of your head. You just can't think of it, you know. It's getting that way now.
It happens.
You know, I've known that singer, the composer of that song for a long time, you know. And you're thinking, right, okay, and it just won't come. You're thinking, somebody's going to tell me now and put me out of my misery. I don't know. Amazing. Right.
I think our brains get too full.
Oh, this is it. We try to take in too much. I mean, at the moment, unbeknown to most, is that I'm trying my hands at learning another language now. And it's kind of strange because they've added new languages all the time to the Duolingo platform. And one of the latest languages is Latin. Well, it's a dead language, but surprisingly, it is still spoken by at least 2,000 people around the world. And, you know, I'm thinking it's on the way back. Let's get learning it. You know, but it's fun because it uses the greater known alphabet, of course, which is, you know, pretty much our own alphabet. Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah. Right then. So what we're going to do is take our first call of the evening. Right at the top, on line one, we have Rosie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Rosie?
I'm doing okay, Kelly. Hanging in there. It's a Sunday here.
Well, I'll ask where you're from and what's your question.
So I've been trying to look for new work. I'm currently in a position that I'm really not happy. I don't like doing the work that I'm currently doing right now, so I'm trying to transition into another industry as an executive assistant. I've been applying, but, you know, it's just, I don't know.
Well, it feels like there's a giant three to four, so it's 3 to 4 weeks you'll hear something about something that you applied for.
Okay.
And make sure that on your, they're showing me your resume, make sure you use all the keywords.
Okay.
That you're looking for, otherwise they'll just toss it out.
Okay. do you see me getting a new job?
Well, I said I see you having a phone call or something in 3 to 4 weeks about a different kind of job and a different aspect of what you can do.
Okay.
You know, it feels like the first interviews with a gentleman, then a woman, and then a gentleman. So you'll have 3 interviews.
Okay.
And it feels like a corporation.
Okay.
And it looks like you'll make more money.
Oh, that's good.
There's like
that's
a bump up in pay.
Yeah.
And you're going to do so well, you're going to shock yourself.
Oh, my God, that's so good to hear.
Because you have the wits to do it, you know, and you're good with people.
Yeah.
And I see you enjoying it.
Okay. Yeah, because you know why? I don't enjoy what I do now. Yeah.
But
no.
You can't cut your nose off to spite your face.
Hmm. I don't know what that means. Hmm.
You know, so, you know, stay where you are until you got something else. You have to have a job to get a job.
You're right. You're right.
You know, and it's going to happen.
Okay.
Because you're in the prime of being able to do your career.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else you want to tell me, Kelly, that you feel?
You're settling in about everything. You're
okay.
More calm than you've been. You were like really wired last year. Now you're calming down. You're learning how to use your toolbox and how to calm yourself down. And you're really delving into your spirituality, not religion and dogma, but spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see you changing your wardrobe. I see you getting more color in your wardrobe.
Okay. That's true. I always wanted to incorporate more color, not just like black, you know?
I know. That's what they said. They said you're going to have color. That's a good thing. And then you'll find, like, jewel tones are good for you. It'll make your skin tone look pretty.
Okay.
That's what they're saying.
Okay.
I also see you changing. You're going to, like, go to, like, a... You're going to change how you do your makeup.
Okay.
And
well, I love makeup.
And I see you getting like a something that has a little bit of glow to it.
Okay.
You know, like,
it's
going to really, really enhance your bone structure and your features and your face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you wear glasses too? I see new glasses too.
I feel like, because I've been doing like, I've been sitting at a desk and sitting at a computer for over 25 years, my eyesight has taken a toll.
Well, I see you getting glasses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine. No big deal.
You know, and I see you getting you're going to change how you use your screen. You're going to, like, have, like, a different color on the screen that helps with strain of eyes.
Right, right.
I see that. So.
Okay.
And I just see you being more and more happy.
Thank you, because I'm not.
You know. Well, you're disheartened with things. It's time for change.
Yeah, it is time for a change.
And what you're doing, you're reviewing everything in your life.
Mm-hmm.
All aspects.
Yes.
And you're going to tweak things so it's better.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much, Kelly.
Well, the bell hasn't gone off yet. And also, I see you're the keeper of the records of the family.
Yes.
Are you thinking about doing real, like some kind of a virtual photo album or something like that where everybody can have it? Because I'm seeing you doing something like that.
I never thought of that.
You know, because I do see physical, real-life photos and real-life photo albums, you know, like organizing.
Mm-hmm.
I do see you doing that so that it's done, you know, because these are projects. You're going to get to the projects that have been sitting around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Completion of your project list.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know anybody named Mark? They're alive.
I don't.
All right. Well, Mark is going to be an important name for you.
Okay.
So look for that.
I definitely will.
And on your, you do have to watch the tire pressure in your car, so go get the air checked.
Okay.
I'm not saying anything's the matter, but just check the air pressure.
Okay.
But you're in a good state to go forward. You aren't stuck anymore.
Okay.
Do you have, you have a grandmother from your dad's side with you.
Okay.
I see somebody that's like real tiny. She's like 5'1". And
mm-hmm.
she walked with determination. She always wore sturdy shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're telling me that there is on, I think it's your grandma's side, there's 5 brothers and a girl.
Okay.
They're talking about the 5 brothers. Do you know anything about that?
Yes, sure.
Oh, okay. Well, those are your ancestors that are around you. And you have a connection with Ohio and New York with your ancestors.
Okay.
You know, like if you do like Ancestry or something.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
And then you also have the South. You guys are Southern people, too.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's
well,
a
like the
Southern charm.
Yeah.
And you're going to change your seat, you know, like a chair for working in, you know, like an office chair, but it's going to be more ergonomic.
Okay.
You need more support to your back.
Okay.
But for right now, they say if you got a pillow to put in the small of your back, that would be helpful.
Okay.
That's what they're saying. And then where are you going? Because there is a trip for you.
I don't have any trip scheduled, I have to be honest.
All right. Well, there's something that'll come up where you're just going to go and visit. It's a visit trip.
Okay.
And it's you're going to drive there. You aren't going to fly. You're going to drive there.
Okay.
And if you look down your life, fall is always the time to change things. There you go. There's the bell.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Rosie.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for calling now. Okay. And stay listening if you can. It's gone. Okay. Right now. Right. Okay. The donation button is a very important thing, ladies and gents. It keeps the shows going. So if you are in the court queue and you have a reading this evening, please look at the show page and look at the donation button and consider your donation, please. Help us to stay on air and help us to bring you shows like this one, yeah? So, okay, let's see where we're going. We should bring Kelly back. And we have Pat.
Hello.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Ken.
Where are you from and what's your question?
I'm from Florida, and I'm thinking of contacting a local news anchor that's had some success helping other people to retrieve unpaid back unemployment funds. So I want to see if you see anything successful around that.
Yes, I think that'll help you.
Yeah. Do you think they'll pay me the full amount that
I'm
due?
Yes, you'll get back pay.
For
and
all
I think
of the week?
That you'll do like a contact thing, you know, that they help you. It's a station here that'll help you.
Yeah, he's this local news anchor, and he's helped quite a bit of people. And when he does get in touch with them, he gets results within a matter of days. And I've been waiting 18 months, just like my last stab to try to
get it restituted.
Great. Do you know about how long it might take? Might be this month or next?
Well, right when they do the story, they'll be Johnny on the spot and fix it.
Okay, great. Wonderful.
You know, put everything in motion. Right now it's lost in the fray. It's like it's under a pile of huge red tape.
Yeah. And I've really attempted. Once a month I've made phone calls to escalate it, and people don't even really take notes on it. And the next person will tell me there's nothing in there, and I'll give 2 to 4 weeks, 4 to 8 weeks. So I'm really exhausted. Now they don't even answer their phones anymore, so it's like the last straw. So I'm glad to know that'll work out.
Yeah, I see it getting big pronto. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. Great.
Because it is in there. It's just, you know, it's a cluster mess. But it will get restituted. And then,
wonderful. Thank you.
Are you looking for a job now?
Yeah, I kind of took a little bit of a break, but I'm getting back in gear to do so, yeah.
Are you interested in doing management?
I don't see why not. I mean, it was an interesting position. I almost don't know what to do right now. I'm older, and you know how it is when you get older and you look for a job. And I could have gone back to the cruise lines, but I don't want to be around 3,000 people.
Well, right now you don't want to do that.
Right, exactly.
But I see some form of management job, and it looks like you have an opportunity coming. If you don't get it before November, you won't get it before, you know, but I see November and an opportunity. It's like the first 2 weeks of November. You'll hear about this. And I see you making some pretty good money, and you're going to really enjoy it.
Oh, wonderful. Mostly I've been looking on Indeed.com. Do you think it'll come through that or just some other?
Yeah, through some. You get an email. It's through an email that you get the job through. Yeah. And you have a lot of good people that are, I call them blue chips, that know you that'll give good referrals.
Yeah. Great.
And they don't care that you're older.
Oh, good. Yeah.
It won't be a factor. They want somebody that'll show up to work, and they want somebody that knows what they're doing.
Right.
And
you know what kind of business it's?
It feels like maybe it's hospitality.
Yeah, I've been in that for years.
But it feels like in hospitality.
Yeah, I've worked in the hospitality industry for over 20 years, one form or another.
And
sales and marketing.
Yeah, and that's what I see you doing.
Yeah.
And this will be, you'll get to work until the end of your career.
Yeah.
And they'll be really kind and good to you. They're good people. They have good, they treat you like a human being, and they really like what you do, and you get, you know, they notice what you do.
Oh, great. I just want a calm, peaceful environment.
And you have nice people skills.
Yeah, I've worked with the public forever.
You know, so, and then the people that work for you will be really excited, you know, to have you, and they're excited to work for you.
Oh, good. Sounds great.
And I would apply to La Quinta, too.
The hotel?
Yeah, they might. No, they're not La Quinta anymore. The Wyndham. Try Wyndham.
Uh-huh.
That's what they're showing me.
So some kind of like hotel management position?
Yeah. But you'd be like higher up than that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, management position.
Yeah.
Would it be more local, or would I have to travel a little? I don't know if there's a Wyndham around here or not.
I don't know, but I just see, you know, there's a chance for that one.
Okay. Yeah. I used to do some marketing for them years ago, but it was in Orlando, and I'm more on the East Coast now near Cape Canaveral. I don't really want to go back to
the city.
Well,
I don't see you traveling that much. I mean, you'll go there to work, but it's around where you live. It's not like going, you don't have to go to other cities.
Oh, cool. Great. Perfect.
You know what
Yay!
I mean? You don't have to fly anywhere.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. I mean, I don't even want to go to Orlando. So maybe they have some connection over here. I'm just not aware of a Wyndham in this area.
Well, it's not that far. I don't see it that far from where you are because you drive to it.
Yeah. Okay, there might be one down Melbourne way.
Yeah.
I'm just a little north of Melbourne.
It's close.
Yeah. Okay, great.
I'm geographically challenged, but I can see it's close to you.
That's
like,
good enough for me.
Like, they're going, it's right there, it's right there. It's like, okay, where's there?
Just
and,
down the road a piece.
Yeah, down the road a little bit, but not that bad. And you're going to really, really enjoy it. And I see you're a good saver, so you won't ever have to worry. You know, you'll always have food, you'll always have somewhere to live, you'll always be comfortable.
Oh, good. It's been a little struggle for a few years, but that's just ups and downs.
Oh, you're doing better
sometimes.
Now.
Yeah. I feel a little better. I'll be glad when I get the money owed me because I'm really needing that. I mean, I've got a little bit of savings to go for a little bit, but not much. So.
Right. But you'll be okay. You know, sometimes you do everything 13th hour.
Yeah.
But you'll be all right. And then I see you having a friend that you haven't seen in about 25 to 30 years. She'll come visit.
Oh, my God.
You're going to get a phone call. Hi, you know. And I see you catching up. You're going to really enjoy it.
Male or female?
Female.
Oh.
Her original hair color before dye was like a strawberry blonde.
Huh. I had one
but now
friend.
Everybody
her name,
dyes their hair.
Yeah. I can think of one woman. She lives in Southern Florida in the winter. Originally, we're from Maine, but I think her hair color was that originally. Kill ya.
So you're gonna really enjoy that.
Oh, good.
What else do you want to know?
You see anything coming up with after I kind of get financially a little more stable, being able to move? I need to find a little bit bigger place. The rents are just starting to skyrocket here, too.
Oh, so. Yeah. They're terrible. Do you want to...
Terrible.
You'll still want to rent, not buy, right?
Yeah, until I, you know, get a little bit more financially stable.
Yeah. I see you being able to find bigger ones.
Yeah, okay. You think that'll happen this year? I know
it'll be in your price range.
Yeah, will be this year?
Yeah, the bell just went off.
Yeah. Yeah, and tell Ken on that song, I Shall Be Released, ask him if that was the band. It used to be a band called The Band.
Yeah, that one's the band, yeah. That particular...
Yeah,
that
Robbie
particular,
Robertson.
That
I think
particular
Robbie
version,
Robertson
yeah.
Was the one that...
That's right, yeah.
Okay, I knew
yeah.
it. All right.
Thank
good,
you.
Nice version, that one. But, yeah, The Gentleman, of course... Unmistakable, Bob Dylan. Yeah, and you know it's strange. Yeah, you know, you grow up with these people, and all of a sudden it's like the name won't come to you. You think, who wrote that song? Who wrote that song? It was there all the time. Okay, just need it pulling out the bag. Okay, let's see what we're going. Jill.
Hi, Kelly Joe. It's Jill from Florida. How are you?
Hi, Jill. How are you doing?
Great. You've been on the money all week. Every show I've called into that, you've given me a reading. So kudos to you. I want to let everybody know you're fantastic.
Well, thank you. So you got a really killer interview, right?
Yes, it was awesome on Friday. So now I want to know. You're right. It was a killer interview. So, I'm up for one of four of the jobs, so there's four openings. I interviewed with the one. I'm supposed to know in 2 weeks either to go to a second interview or get the job. I'm not sure, but I feel really good, and what do you see on it?
I feel like they'll say you got the job.
Okay, well, I have to go through the second interview.
Right, the
it's
second
with,
interview, and then you'll have the job.
And it is in my old department. They all know me. The one I interviewed with is a new manager, but I worked with her before. And I mean, the interview both ways was fabulous.
Well, it's in the bag, they say.
Okay, well, I never like to say that, but I'm going to take
that,
you at your word.
I know that, what they're telling me.
Okay, and when do you think I'll hear?
Within the 2 weeks.
Within the 2 weeks, okay. And then, so my boss that I have now is not happy that I'm trying to move, and he can hold me for 3 to 6 weeks, even if they accept me. So how long do you think it's going to be before I actually go into my
position?
Well, he
will hold you because he likes your work.
I know. So how long
and
will he
hold they'll have
me?
To find somebody to replace where you are.
Right.
So they're going to make you stay till they find a replacement for where you are.
Okay. You think that will be like November, December?
Yeah.
What do you think?
November,
December. Okay. And you know, I know you know retrograde is coming up. If I have to interview in a second, as long as I don't start until retrograde's over, I'm okay, right?
Right. It'll carry forward.
Okay.
It won't get
okay.
stickified.
Okay. All right, and so what else do you see for
they're
me?
They're saying
you...
no one stint repeats.
What does that mean?
It means retro, sometimes you instant repeat stuff. You won't have to
uh-huh.
instant repeat.
Oh, great. Okay, yeah, I'm really excited. And you've been telling me all along that this was going to happen, even before I even knew there was a position. So, and when I get off of this call, I am going to, if Ken's listening, I am going to do a donation. Yeah.
But
so, yeah.
Where are you guys traveling to?
Nowhere that I know of. We were supposed to go, well, I shouldn't say that. We're going on a mini vacation in February to the other coast. We have a timeshare over in Cocoa Beach, and we're doing that in February.
Well, you're going to do something sooner.
Oh, okay.
And
that I don't
feels
know.
Like a car. It feels like a car trip. So.
Okay, I'm going to write
it's
it down.
It's like a quick jaunt.
Okay. Maybe it's to a craft show? Like, in there's
yeah.
a craft show coming up in Sarasota.
Yeah, it's like a quick jaunt there and back. It's like a
okay,
one-day
yeah.
deal.
Oh, okay, yeah. There's a couple coming up. We used to love, before COVID, to go to craft shows. And, you know, now that they're coming back, we're doing that. So that's probably what you see.
Well, I see you bringing home all kinds of goodies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we love to shop at craft shows, so probably.
And you're going to find a lot of Christmas gifts.
Oh, that's
I know, early Christmas shopping, they're saying.
Oh, I've been doing early Christmas shopping, and you're going to laugh. And I posted on my Facebook, and I know you're friends with me on my Facebook, so you might have seen it. But
no,
I
don't
have...
look at a whole bunch of stuff. I haven't seen it.
Okay, well, anyway, I have 90% of my Christmas wrapped already.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I love to do. We celebrate Hanukkah and Christmas, so I love to do that. So.
And then you're going to find a special on wrapping paper because you like to wrap things.
Yeah, I love to use bags more than I like to use paper, but I love Christmas bags. Can you tell me if you see, so my husband was supposed to get his job title revamped and some more money, and they keep telling him it's coming, and they've been saying that for a year. Can you tell me if you see when that's coming?
It probably won't happen till next, you know, January.
Okay.
But I'm seeing January 22.
Okay. And I think you know, but my daughter has come back after not talking to me for 3 years.
Oh, awesome.
And, yeah, and it's going fabulous. And her
Yay.
Boyfriend's wonderful. Actually, he's here now in my backyard. He's doing some work for us, and he treats her really good. Can you tell me when you think they'll get engaged?
It feels like might be Christmas time, maybe.
Okay. All right.
You know,
yeah.
Definitely, and or, you know, the beginning of the year, you know.
Okay.
January, February, March.
Okay. All right.
I'm seeing a lovely ring.
A lovely ring? Okay.
Yes.
All right, thank you. Anything else you see for me before the bell rings?
And the ring looks like it's pear-shaped to me.
Pear-shaped, okay.
And you're just more happy than you've been in a long time.
I am. You are.
You just have fun every day. Every day is an adventure with you guys.
Yeah, we are.
And
we're
you're fulfilling things that you are on your, you have like a list, and you guys are marking off your list.
We are, and I don't know if you remember, but a long time ago, you said that I was redoing my bathroom, and that finally came to fruition, and it's gorgeous.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, we did. It just finished last week. It's one of the last things we wanted to do in our house, and so we did it, but you had said before I even thought of doing it, you said we were going to do it. So you're always on the money, Kelly Jo.
So now
so
your
anybody...
house is cozy like you want.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Aw. Did you get a raindrop shower?
A raindrop shower.
Shower head?
The shower head is square and it has all the little, yeah. I think
that's
what it's
called. That new thingamabobby jig-a-ma-jig.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I think that's what it was. Actually, we got double shower heads.
Oh, wow, cool.
On one side where you can take it off, and then the other is like what you're talking about, the raindrop. Yeah. The only thing that's coming that hasn't been delivered yet is the shower doors, but we have a curtain on it.
And you'll like those doors. They don't get all icky real bad. They're lovely to clean.
I know. I know. Oh, and I have to tell you, I love your one word that you put on your, that you drop like one word, like quake and shake. And it's just awesome. Your energy is awesome.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I'm hoping you're going to get Jason to go on Carol Ann's show with you.
I know, we're
he's
working
awesome.
On it.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's a personal friend of mine. I mean, him and his mother come to all my family functions. Like, he's just a wonderful human being.
Oh, he's so awesome.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you, and I'll let you know when I get that job. I appreciate it, and I'll be putting a donation on Ken in a moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great Sunday.
Thank you, Jill. Okay.
You're welcome.
Right. Now, I have to confirm something before we move on, because Kelly gave Carol, my wife, a reading a couple of weeks ago on the show when the clock cue was a little lower than it is this evening. And she not only predicted my new grandson, but she also predicted the my great-grandson to be as well. So, and the fact that Kelly was able to know from spirit that, you know, that they were both going to be boys. So that's spot on there, Kelly. They're both boys. And,
wow.
Yeah, they're both boys.
And they're both due any day now.
And they're both due any day now, yeah?
Oh, congratulations, you guys.
Yeah. So, you know, I think they're, because they're pretty much the same amount of weeks. So it'll probably be within, like, weeks of each other sort of thing, yeah? So it's like my youngest daughter, it's going to be her fourth now. It's going to be her fourth child
now.
No,
it's going to be a fifth.
No, she's got five children.
Yeah, well, no, it would have been five.
Oh, right, it would have been five, right, okay, yes, agreed. Yes, because she lost one, yes, of course. So,
well, it's the same child that came back.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that myself. Yeah, kind of crazy because, you know, the thing is now, is that, you know, I feel that the first one might have been a little girl, you know, but there was no way of knowing that, yeah. Right, we're going to move on.
Okay.
We've just taken Jill, and we're now with line four, and that's Quinn.
It's the right time. I almost didn't call today, but I wanted to give you some validation. So this is the day for validation for you. You had told me last time that I was in Captain Britain. I'm like, okay, Marshall. But I went to look for a recipe to do something with some spinach, something to deal with some spinach. And I found the recipe that intrigued me. I haven't made it, but intrigued me that to make, you know, some bread, to put it in a wrap. And the other thing is, you had told me I was going on a trip, a road trip, and I said, well, I might go back to the botanical garden. And I was sit at the table of the matriarch in an area that is near the botanical gardens where I love to go. And it is a sacred garden. So whatever else you get from me, how are you going to do?
Neat. Thank you. Lots of, you're going to be dealing with family a lot lately. And is your mom still with you?
No.
Well, your mom's been around you a lot. She's shown me red roses. So what anniversary is coming up?
Anniversary. I can think of one at the moment. I don't know at the moment.
Okay, that's okay. But she's around you. She's very proud of you. She's also showing me, did she bake biscuits? Because she's showing me biscuits.
She would be on, you know, a can or something.
But she showed me baked goods, you know. And also, you're going to make more money. Whenever I see somebody baking bread, that means you're going to make more money. That's my symbol for making money. And you're going to be able to have good savings.
That's it.
And then, I'm hearing, I don't know who's saying it, but there's, you are my sunshine, my only sunshine. I hear that song really loud. So somebody's singing that for you. And they're showing me, did somebody lose a little girl on the other side? Because they're showing me a little girl with pigtails and bows and a little gingham checkered dress. So I don't know who this little girl is, but she's around you. She's part of the family.
Okay. I don't know who at the moment either.
And then there's a trip for you in the fall when the fall leaves change. So they're showing me that.
Okay.
And you love the fall. Fall is your time. And you have a chance to do a lateral move work-wise. It feels like not till next year, springtime, but you'll be able to do that. And then do you know anybody who's alive whose nickname is Mickey?
I have a friend named Mickey.
Well, you're going to hear from a Mickey. Yeah. So look for that to happen. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. And you have this beautiful, you're really delving into your spirituality because you have this beautiful, almost like light, aqua blue all around you, and you're doing like a lot of love is coming to you because you have like this really pretty pink, soft petal pink around you. So that's love. So you're enveloped by all kinds of changes, which is good changes. So be prepared for a lot of good changes.
Welcome down.
You know, and it's like there's a step up because they're showing me stairs and you're doing a step up. And they're saying you're doing well in your evolution. That's a weird way to talk. Your guides talk funny. But you're doing well in your evolution.
I'll take it. And keep stepping
then,
up.
Do you ever wear the bright color yellow? Because they're saying the color yellow, bright colored yellow, is important for you to wear.
Sometimes I have.
So that's important. What else do you want to know?
More insight on being invited to sit at the table of the matriarch.
Oh, you're going to enjoy that. You're going to make some new friends.
Good.
And you're going to make long-term friends.
That was nice.
And are you going to be doing some speaking? Because they're speaking around you.
I would think there and other places. That's coming, I'm sure.
And then I see some places they'll pay you to speak.
That's coming too.
Yeah, because I see you being paid to speak. Because you also are very good with, you're a natural born storyteller. So use those gifts. You're going to be able to use those in your speaking engagements.
That'd be fun. To my books, and I used to teach the children in the arts. I would tell stories, but I'll be telling my own creations, own stories now.
Now, are you writing a book too?
Yes.
Yes, because I see your book being published. And you're also going to do later on a workbook. There's a workbook in the works. That's what they're telling me.
I love it.
And then later on, like maybe 2-3 years from now, you'll be doing, getting people together and having them learn your workbook. You'll be doing like classes and speaking and doing all that. So you're on the trajectory for doing that. And you're going to get in with a, it's like a whole group that you'll be doing it with. So you've been working on that for years, and you're going to be able to do that. It's time. Your time has come, they say.
I agree, willingly.
Isn't that neat?
I'm ready.
You are ready. If you would have done it earlier, you didn't have the experience. So now you got it. What else do you want to do?
Well, it's so wonderful. It's my life is so wonderful. How much better can it get? I'll put it out there like that. Of course it can get better. Whatever else you might like to pick up.
Oh, yeah. It's like you're doing what you were put here to do. You're like you finally found your niche. There you go.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Queen. Right, that's kind of strange now because, okay, I know that Queen is in the States, I know that Kelly's in the States, but the line here for that particular call, very poor indeed. I could hardly hear anything that Queen was saying. So it's a good job that Kelly could actually hear that, but how that comes out on the player, I don't know. And you know, there are some people that say, can I have a copy of my reading? Well, you know, a copy of the reading, yes, copy of Kelly's voice, but you wouldn't be able to hear your own voice there, Queen, because it's very, very, very poor, that call, for some reason this evening. Okay. We used to have a thing called the Google Hangouts. People may remember it. That used to connect. I must ask Queen and other people there what they use instead of, because you know, there are free services that connect, but let's say they're too far between. Some services will give you unlimited minutes, others you've got to pay for, sort of thing. It's very cheap rate, you know, and you're calling via the internet, so you're not using your data on your cell phone, you're using their data, sort of thing. But there's adverts all over it everywhere. And the good thing about the Google Hangouts when they were doing it is that it was paid for by adverts, but you never seen the adverts there. Yeah. So anybody using it would not see the advert. So the advert, you know, the adverts were like part of the other end of what paid for them for to use the phone. So if you got like a million people around the world using it, then, you know, the adverts were kind of paying for it, yeah. So it was good. But everything falls by the wayside when technology takes over, you know. It's thinking. We don't know yet what Google's going to do with the new, and they're slowly bringing things back. But whether they'll bring a service back for the UK, we don't know yet. So we're looking forward to that happening one day, you know, and we may be able to use it because people are losing out now. People from around the world that used to be able to call into the show can no longer call unless they pay for it. It's sad, you know, to say. I only wish that I could afford to have a toll-free number for you in different parts of the world, but unfortunately I can't do that. Right then, we're going to take a short break because we're coming up to the top of the first hour, and we've still got a nice little talk here. Some of the people have stayed with us to listen, and we've got at least another four people there. We did have, strangely, two Tanikas on different area codes right underneath each other. One of them's gone, so a little bit less confusing now. But we'll take a break and we'll be right back with you.
Tonight.
Hey. I nearly said the Trumps there, but I hope Donald. The Trumps, of course, and hold back the night. Okay. Right. Let's see. Bring Kelly back online. And let's see where we're going next. We should be with line 5. And that's a gentleman this evening, Desmond.
Hello.
Hey, Mary Jo, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. My question, I've got a couple of, do you see me getting a job, something coming up as far as finance or a new...
Would you ever do phone sales, like cell phone sales?
Would I do cell phone sales?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if somebody...
No, because I'm thinking you like selling cell phones, like at Apple or AT&T, you know, and you'll do well at it.
Okay.
Because I'm seeing a sales job. That's going to come up real soon.
Sales job? Okay. Let's see. It's a lady friend at work that, you know, we're kind of like best friends now, and we kind of like attracted to each other. But she just, not too long ago, got our relationship. It's been a couple of months, but I feel like she, you know, I know she's been hurt, so she kind of like, it's kind of like a back and forth yo-yo, like, it'd be like a nice soul connection I'll be feeling, and then she'll pull back, because I guess she don't want to get hurt, so I wanted to know what...
I see you, she's looking at you as a friend.
Hello?
I see you in the friend zone.
Okay.
And you're like a shoulder to cry on.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I see you meeting somebody that you enjoy, and she's like your age, and she's, you like the little petite people. So I see her being petite. She's like 5'2". She feels like she does secretarial work. And it's like I'm seeing a giant M around her. So it could be, it's an initial. So it's either the first name or the last name. I can't tell what the M goes to.
Okay.
And she's here, and you'll really enjoy each other. And I see you guys, you know, conversing, talking, you know, really enjoying each other's company. And
she's
sort of, she has her own mind. You aren't going to tell her what to do.
Oh, man. Lolo.
Well, you know, women don't like to be told what to do.
let's see. What about my father? He's on like a bunch of medication, so it's like, and I think the medication is like conflicting with each other, because he said once he starts feeling okay, then he starts feeling bad again, and I'm thinking he take about like 15 a day, so I'm thinking that's just,
well, he needs to. I think that there's a, I'm not a doctor, but there's a counteraction going on, and a lot of the different doctors don't know what he's on. He needs to bring a list of everything he's on to all his doctors.
Okay. So you're saying one doctor might know some, the other doctor might know the other, but
right,
they don't. That's the,
like nobody's, I mean, talking to each other.
No, okay.
So.
Yeah.
He can get that sorted out by bringing the list of everything he takes to everybody.
No, okay. I'm going to take care of that tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah, so that'll get sorted out.
And, yeah, and also, like, my, I'm the youngest, but my father think I'm, like, really, like, you know, not that intelligent, but he really don't know how touch I am, but it's kind of funny now, but I guess he's starting to get a grip a little bit, but it's just, like, he's so far off, it's just, like,
well, he's always done that with all the kids. He don't pay attention to you guys.
Oh.
You know, and I don't know if that'll change that much, hon.
No, I don't think so. No,
you know, so you'll have to accept him with all his foil abilities.
Yeah, he's 90 now. I doubt if he changed now. So yeah.
No, he's not gonna change, honey. He's stuck in his ways. He's just, and two, if you ain't taught no different, you don't know no different. So he's dealing with what he was taught when he was a kid.
No, okay.
You know what I mean? Parents come with instruction booklets of how to do children. And they do the best they can. I'm not sticking up for them, but, you know, they do the best with what, you know what you know, what you don't know. Does that make sense?
Right. You can go by what you have available.
Right. So he's doing the best he can, so give him sort of kind of a little bit of credit. Even though he don't see the full potential. And two, he's still looking at all you kids like kids. You know what I mean? He's stuck in a time warp seeing you guys when you were little.
Right.
He's not seeing you as grown.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I fully understand it now. It ain't nothing. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, it hurts your...
do you see me moving next year to... I'm trying to move somewhere, like, I need to move to a warmer state just for a spiritual...
Yeah, I see you moving more south of where you are.
I think maybe a year or two or...
Yeah.
So, you know...
Looks like you'll take a year and a half to save your money, and you'll be able to move more south.
Okay.
And then you'll even look into maybe buying a home.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Now, have you ever thought of Georgia?
Yeah, that was exactly
because
what I was going to say.
And red clay. So that's, to me, that's Georgia.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to move to. So.
Yep. I see you getting a little red brick house with a front porch, and it has a basement and don't flood. There you go.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the reading, Mary Jo.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Desmond. Okay. Desmond, a regular caller to the show. Over almost 12 years now, almost 12 years we've been on air now. Wow. And it's growing, still going. Right, let's see where we are. Suzanne.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Susan. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. Again, where are you from and what's your question?
I'm from Maryland, and my question is, what do I need to hear or what do you see me doing? I'm good with anything.
Are you thinking about changing your career?
Yes.
Because I see you changing your career totally.
Uh-huh.
You're going to do it in 2022.
Okay.
And then that'll be the career that'll carry you through the end of, until, you know, you're ready to retire.
Okay.
Whoa, what
that
was
sounds
that?
Good. I said, that sounds good.
Yeah, what is that loud noise?
Oh, I don't know. Ringer or something sounded like.
Wow. Okay. But you're going to change your career. What is it that you want to do? I see you working for yourself.
Yeah, I'd like to do a mediumship.
You'll be able to do that. Like
oh,
a
good.
Right?
I could do any. I'll do anything. I'm pretty much open to do whatever work is necessary.
You know, and I see you producing it yourself.
Oh, wow.
And then it has like a kitsch to it. It's kitschy. You know, and it's like it's a show about everyday life.
Great.
And are you thinking of doing it with a friend? Because I see you doing a partnership.
I have not, but I'm open to that.
You're okay to do partnerships. You won't get snookified.
No.
You know, some people can't. You can. You'll be all right to do.
Yeah. That sounds like a good idea.
Because you do better if you have somebody to bounce off of.
Okay.
And then you're going to look for, like, a domain name, and you're going to find it real soon. You'll have to buy your domain name.
Okay.
And it's the something, something, something. It has three names to it. And it'll catch on.
Oh, good.
But you do better when you write things down and you know, sort of like sketch it out. You can't fly by the seat of your pants. You got to have some kind of structure.
Okay.
So always remember that to keep your structure, and you'll do great at it.
Sounds fantastic.
And then to ground yourself, do you ever have work with plants? Because you need to work with plants in the soil.
Yes.
You know, so always do that so you can ground yourself.
Okay.
And then, there is movement forward mentally, physically, and spiritually. And also, are you thinking about moving? Today is all the theme of moving.
I wouldn't be against it.
Because I see you finding something that's turnkey, and you just can lock it and go, because you're going to be doing a lot more traveling.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a good idea.
And make sure you got good shoes to run around through the airports and get a good suitcase.
Okay.
Because I'm hearing wheels up. So you're going to be traveling a lot.
Good.
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
That's exciting.
Up, went, and gone.
Wow.
Anything
from family?
You're going to visit family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got kids, right? Two of them?
I have three.
Okay, two are okay, one you worry about, and one's off.
Two are married and one's not, that's why.
One's off, you know, off to themselves.
Yeah.
But you are going to get to be a great-grandma.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Now, is there somebody that's preggered now?
Well, if they are, I don't know it. I have four grandchildren that are under the age of two.
Okay. Well, it might be an oopsie.
I would love that. Can you tell which one it is? Is it the one by herself, or is it the one with the other two?
The other one that just had one.
Oh.
You know how you can
wow.
get you're extra fertile after you have one. Oopsie.
Oh, my goodness. I have one that's 7 months old and one that's 2 months old. And the two-month-old one is done. So that'd be a big oops.
Well, there's an oopsie coming.
Oh, that'll be so exciting.
Not trying to be mean, but they're going to flip out. But there's an oopsie.
They'll flip out and they'll get over it.
You know, but because you're extra fertile after you have a baby.
Yeah. Yeah, they have to be really careful to throw that because every time they've tried, they've had a baby.
Well, yeah.
So.
It's like, okay, don't tell them because you'll flip them out.
Okay.
But family is very important to you, and you are the matriarch of the family.
Yeah.
And they're showing me generationally the torch has been passed to you. So you're going to be the one where everybody comes to for holiday and stuff.
Okay.
So you're going to be busy during holidays.
Mm-hmm. That'll be good.
And then the single girl, she is a late bloomer, so she's going to do everything later in life.
Mm-hmm.
But I see her getting married to an older man.
Mm-hmm. She's living with a guy that's a little bit older, yeah.
Yeah, I'm seeing maybe 10 years older. And
I don't know exactly, but yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing.
It's close.
And that,
yeah.
She'll have kids already made, and then she'll have one.
Okay.
You know, and it'll be a boy. I see a boy.
Aww.
But I don't know. You have tall people in the family. This kid's going to be tall.
We do. We're all very tall.
Well, I'm seeing like...
My shortest.
I'm seeing 6'4". You know, that's tall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, both of my, I have two daughters that are 6 foot, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay, so big baby, tall baby.
Yeah.
And then are you planning a trip to the Caribbean sometime in the next 2 years?
I'm not, but I would love to.
Well, I'm seeing a Caribbean trip.
Oh, good.
So you are going to do that. You'll have to... I see you getting like a two-piece bathing suit, but it's like a high-waister, you know?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Do not forget to wear your sun hat and your sunscreen, and do not forget your nose and your ears and the top of your feet. Your toes are going to get burned.
Okay.
So cover your toes and your feet.
Oh, perfect.
But I see
really
you out in a lounge chair and having a drink with an umbrella in it.
I would like that. That's me.
I see you reading a book and you're just chillaxing.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. I don't know if did we hear the bell or not? I don't know if we heard the bell or not.
I thought we did, but I don't want to take, too much time.
I think the bell went off. I'm not sure. I might be hearing stuff.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, the bell did go off.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
It was kind of quiet that time. I don't know what happened, but it is kind of quiet. Okay. We'll have to improve our bell and get a better one. Okay. right. Yeah, make it louder. Tweak it up. Right, let's see where we are. Oh, they're still calling in, you know. Okay. Tanika.
Hello.
Hi, Tanika.
Hi.
Where are you from and what's your question?
Well, I'm from Ohio, but I live in Delaware.
Oh, okay. Okay, Delaware. What's your question?
I was wondering, do you see, okay, so I had a sister who a while back, she passed away, and I knew that, and it took me a while to convince people to go check on her, and when they finally did, it was kind of clouded, you know, about as far as what happened, how it happened, if she left money. And I think they kind of conned me into giving them certain information to get what she left behind. And I was just wondering if you felt that or am I just tripping or what? Because they kind of stabbed me in the back. They brought me down there for a visit. My other sister, she was told that she has bone cancer, and she went from, oh, I really love you, to pretty much stabbing me in the back and calling me a thief and putting on this whole show, and it just kind of bothered me. And then
well,
it raised questions.
There, you know, she, the sister that died didn't leave that much. You know, she didn't prepare for much of anything. You know, that's what I'm getting.
Okay, yeah, because that's what the initial statement was, but it was just that, I don't know, I felt like there was something, though, that they might not have been telling me.
No, she didn't.
They said that there was a little bit, but I just didn't know.
Nah, she didn't have much. She wasn't prepared for
nothing. Okay, cool. Then that makes me feel better. She was known for that. My sister was just a tad bit unorganized, and growing up with her, she's lost a lot of things, but, you know, and everybody got mad at her, and I felt bad that we lost those things, but I didn't, like, hold a grudge to her for losing precious pictures and things like that, but
wonder. She was forgetful, and she didn't take good care of stuff.
Yeah, because you should have seen how they handled that. They just pretty much told the landlord that they could throw everything away that was in the house. They didn't ask me if I wanted anything, because she practically kind of raised me. So in a way, my sister was kind of like my mother, and that just burnt me.
But it's
kind of bad.
Over with, you need to let it go.
Okay.
You know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and release it and let it go, because you're holding on to all that stuff. The only thing that matters is you loved each other.
Yeah, definitely. Her and my mom will always have a place with me. As for the rest of them, I'm not sure. They were my, you know, adoptive side of the family, so they adopted me into their family, and I never really saw it that way, but I always kind of thought they did. So, you know, but it didn't bother me that much, because I felt like as long as my mom loved me, you know, I wasn't there for them. I technically was there for her. So, but moving past that, my third question is my oldest daughter. There's something going on with her, because she has kids, and then she don't have kids, and I'm not sure if she's doing that or something is actually happening. Like, I just feel like I'm doomed. I'm never, ever going to be a grandmother. My name is just gone, I think, because my kids are not kids. They're weird. They're different. They're older people, and they're just like, we're not having no kids. And I'm like, wow, I think I did too good of a job or something.
Well, I see you having one grandchild.
Oh, that's a relief.
And
well,
I
must
feel
be
like
coming from the second one.
A girl.
I knew it was going to be a girl. I was hoping for a girl.
So I see a girl.
Yeah, so I have a son. I told him he was just doomed, but that ain't going to be for a while.
So you get to have one grandbaby at least.
Do you, my second daughter and I are a bit estranged. Do you think that would get better, or is she just, because she's kind of changed to the point where even my son was like, I don't know her anymore. And I'm like, I know, but I don't know. I'm not really good at handling that kind of stuff, because when I see her, I still see my little girl, but she's not my little girl. She's different.
Right. She's totally changed and she's off. It's going to take a long while. I don't see a connection there.
Yeah. My oldest daughter said that she had a dream that we didn't talk for 15 years. And this was like 5 years before we fell out.
I agree.
Okay. Yeah, I thought so. Oh, one more. My son, he has Peter Pan syndrome. Is that boy ever going to get out of that? Because he made himself a prisoner.
He's not going to outgrow that until he hits his late 50s.
Late 50s?
Yep.
Oh, my God, no.
I'm sorry, I know. Sorry. You can hate me, but he's not going to grow up to late 50s.
Oh, that's not good. I'm going to have to put a foot in that butt. I told that boy he better not let me find him 30 years old still living in my basement.
No, I don't think so there, but he's not going to grow out of that till his late 50s.
Dang. I can't even tell who he got that from, because I like some of the things he's doing, because I do them myself. So I figured he got some of that from me, but his dad is delayed. So on that part, I don't know.
But he just flits here and flits there, and he don't focus on much anything. He just flits everywhere.
Yeah, and I guess he's got it on us, because most of the men on my mom's side of family, pretty much all of them, they don't do anything. It's the women who do something in our family.
But
and I was really hoping to change that.
Well, he has to want to change it.
Yeah. Do you have any suggestions on how I could speed that up?
No, it's
him. Is there something I could do or show him or something?
It's him. It's his thing.
Okay.
You know, it isn't your fault. It's him. It's his ilk. It's how he is.
Well, that's why I'm trying to do my best in keeping going with myself by going to school and keeping up work, because I figured if I keep up with things, maybe they'll look at that and say, well, mom's still doing something, or she came out of nothing and came into something. So I don't know where my life is headed, but that's all I can do is try, and that's all I tell them to do. Look, you got to keep trying. You got to try.
And you are going to get your degree.
Oh, my God. Oh,
and
good.
You're going to graduate with higher marks than what you think.
I kind of thought that. It makes me so happy, because
you're going to be loud. There you go.
Fine.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. That made me so happy. I'm doing good.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Tanika. Wow. That's good, isn't it, Larry? There you go. Without even asking the question, Kelly's getting that from spirit. You know, isn't that amazing? You know, I'm thinking if Tanika had come back and said, what grade's that then? I would have, you know, thinking, well, okay, Kelly's got it wrong. But, it's amazing, because spirit does never get anything wrong, you know. And we're just a messenger, yeah. It's like, that's lovely when things actually come together like that. Okay, let's see where we're going.
I am amazed every time I do a reading.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Hello? Hi, Terry.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Where are you from and what's your question, Carrie?
I'm calling in from Rhode Island, and I'm just wondering if you pick up anything around me in a, you know, as far as my relationships go, personal, you know, it could be job, you know, platonic or, you know, the person that I've been involving myself with romantically. Things sort of have been coming up along all three lines, so I'm open to anything you have.
Well, are you guys planning to go away together, your significant other and you?
We haven't discussed it. It's not something that has come up yet. But,
well, I see something like that coming up for you.
Okay.
You know, so that'll be a fun thing to look forward to. Work-wise, are you up for a raise?
No, I just began a new position somewhere, but just not sure if it's the best fit as far as being valued. It's decent money, but again, not sure if I see myself there in the long run. So those are thoughts I've been having.
Well, then maybe this isn't the job that I'm seeing. I see you being able to get a job, and they'll do a 90-day trial. It's a full-time, and then you can move up.
Yeah,
and make
this one's
money.
A small office.
So
yeah,
that's what I see you doing. Yeah. You'll work for, it'll still be like a ma and pop, but it's better organized than what you're working
okay.
for now. And they'll
sense.
Really, really like what you do.
Okay.
And that looks like it'll come about, that's a weird time to have a different job, but oh well. It looks like December.
Okay.
And usually they don't hire in December.
Right.
Which is really weird, but it's weird, but it's neat. So there you go.
All right.
You'll work for a husband and wife duo.
Okay.
And you'll really like your coworkers. Like they do like, it's like a family there, you know? And you
right.
even get to have an assistant in your new job.
Oh, wow. Well, that would be great.
An assistant. I'll say that word again. Whoa. Whoa.
Wow. That's awesome.
You be styling.
Love it.
And are you painting your house? Because I see paint.
Well, I don't even know. We're at the point we've been talking with one another for about 4 or 5 months. But I'm 36. He's a few years older than me. Just bought a new house, and he's going to be doing that. And I went through my own transition, so I'm looking to get my own. So when you brought up paint, we were just talking about that over the weekend. But
yeah, because I see you paint. He'll help you paint, and you'll help him paint.
Yep. That makes sense.
And are you thinking of doing a sage green wall?
Not necessarily, but I do like the color.
Well, I'm seeing a sage green wall with bright white accent.
Okay.
And then you're going to change the backsplash to the kitchen. You're going to do like shimmery, almost looks like fish scales in the sunshine. Shimmery,
okay.
Shimmery subway tiles for the back splash. Say that fast 500 times.
Yes, I've actually been looking at the white subway tile, so that's very true.
And then you're going to get a faucet that you can fill a pot with.
Okay.
You know, one of those faucets that swings?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of them
yep.
fancy things.
I Well, maybe him before me, but I'll definitely assist him with it. You know, I don't have any intentions of, you know, cohabitating again with somebody this soon, but definitely taking it one day at a time.
No, I'm talking about you doing it in your house.
Well,
this is your house,
really,
not his house.
I'm a little further behind, but yes, the wheels are starting to move.
I know, and then you're also going to have a farmer sink.
Yes, that's what I want.
One that's deep enough to put a whole frying pan in.
Yep, that's all I want.
Well, that's what I'm seeing.
That's great, because I have a double sink right now, and it's just a pain in the ass.
You're going to do the cheap thrills, you know? You're going to get all Twitter painted over a deep sink.
Exactly. I can't wait. Thank you. Seriously.
And then you're going to redo the bathroom, too. You're going to, you know, fix it up in there. So.
Okay. Well,
and you can redecorate with something as simple as new towels and new shower curtain.
Mm-hmm.
To them, that's redecorating, too.
Well, that's great. I look forward to all of that, for sure.
And then you're also going to get an area rug for in the living room to tie everything down.
Okay. That makes sense, too.
So I'm seeing that, and it's like you're going to do something about, are you thinking about doing all these words today, Berber rug in your bedroom? Are you thinking of doing that?
Not specifically, but I know what it is.
Yeah, because I'm seeing, I feel squishy, soft under my feet, and I'm barefoot.
Okay.
It's delicious.
I love it. It sounds great. Absolutely.
You're
going to
have a delicious bedroom.
Long overdue.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. It's like, oh, it's so cozy and nice, cool. I know you, and you're going to get extra padding because it's extra soft. It's like, oh, just deliciousness for the feet.
Well, I really can't wait. It's been pretty uncomfortable where I'm at, you know, and I'm grateful to have a roof over my head, but it's just not home. You know, it's just a temporary, it's a rental. So
you're
going to
have your house. You're going to have a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house.
I like that.
And the master bath is in your bedroom, too. You know, it's gorgeous.
Beautiful.
And you have French doors from your bedroom out to a deck.
Oh. Well, these are all things I would love to have. So I'm going to work on manifesting that and make that happen.
And it's in your price range.
Yeah. I've been looking out of state and just where he lives out of, it's just, I live in Rhode Island, he lives in Connecticut, so it's not that far. But prices are vastly different between the two. So that makes
sense. And you even have and the house is shaped like a giant T.
Okay.
If you cut the roof off. And it don't have a basement, but it's raised up. It has a crawl space under the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I see that they've sealed it off. You know how they do the white coating thingamajiggy?
Yeah.
So bugs and critters don't get under there?
Mm-hmm.
I see that.
Like the ladder, yeah.
You know, so there you go.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, I don't think the bell done yet. But you do have to watch your lower back. Make sure that you stretch before you do stuff.
Okay.
So be aware of that, and don't be Mighty Mouse. Ask for help to lift heavy things.
Yeah. I actually did this morning. So, yeah. It was bothering me.
So be aware of that. Do you have a tub that you can soak in some Epsom salt?
I do. I have a closet tub where I am now. It's beautiful, but it's just not
good.
The right place to keep. So, yes.
Because that'll help your low back.
Okay.
But you're on to new and better things, and you're looking to upgrade the next 2 years.
Absolutely.
better.
I just wasn't expecting that person to come in. So thank you very much for all the best.
You're welcome.
I didn't want to get distracted. I will stay the course.
Thank you,
there
Kerry.
You go.
Thanks, Kerry. Kerry's gone now. And we've got just one person left in the call queue at the minute. But we've got 20 minutes on the clock, which is just right for our last call, which is going to be Jackie. And then we're going to play out. But just a little story around Kerry there, because it's brought to my mind something. There was a girl that I worked with that had her family there in Rhode Island. And she spelt her name, Kerry, in the same way as the caller does, because there's two ways of spelling Kerry. But it's Kerry with a I on the end rather than Kerry W-E-Y, as like the city of whatever. But, you know, there's two ways of spelling it. And it's kind of strange because she came over to work at the convention centre in Birmingham, England, from Rhode Island. She married an English guy, which was one of these chefs, and they both moved back to Rhode Island, which is, you know, it just brings to my memory that, which is very odd. Where as soon as Kerry said where she came from there, because she's never mentioned where she came from before when she called, and Kelly Jo always asks, where are you ringing from? Because they obviously the area code, I don't know them, but it's good to know where people are. Okay, then we're going to take our last call off the evening, and that's going to be Jackie.
Hello, Jackie.
Hi, this is your second call tonight from Delaware.
Cool. So what's your question?
My question is about my job. What is going on?
Well, you need to CYA yourself because they're pink slipping people and there's been a buyout.
Hmm. Are they going to pink slip me?
Well, like I said, CYA yourself. You know what that means.
Yeah.
Whenever they have a buyout, they don't ever keep the original folk.
Yep, somebody did. Another company did just buy us. But I'm an outpatient counselor, and I did just get state, my license, and they're short on counselors.
I understand. But I would still cover myself and put, you know, just be aware and apply for other places.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I'm seeing pink slips.
Okay. And you're seeing a pink slip for me?
Basically, you're going to have to put applications out for other places.
Yeah, I am.
Pink slip is a pink slip.
Mm-hmm.
You know? The job goes bye-bye.
Yeah. Do they not think I'm working hard? Because I feel like I'm working my butt off.
That's not it.
Mm.
It's just they recalibrate the whole kabang.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I see you now, it's like the place that I see you working is an organization. It's a big organization.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for like, it's like what, through a hospital?
The place where I work now is in associated with, it's outpatient.
Okay. But you're going to work for another hospital.
Okay.
And whenever they show me a cross, it's an old Catholic hospital that's been bought out.
Hmm. Hmm. Okay.
And then you'll be like the head of hiring and firing of people, too.
Oh, wow.
And then you'll still have your, you know, you'll still do your counseling, but,
okay.
You know.
Okay.
And then eventually you're going to start your own business.
Huh. I want to retire in like 4.5 years.
Well, I see you doing, seeing people on the side.
Hmm.
You're a type of person, you can't sit and knit on the couch.
No, I can't. I have 3 jobs right now. I have a full-time job and 2 part-time jobs.
I know, but you won't ever retire, honey. You'll always be doing something.
I long for the days so that I don't have to get up out of bed early.
Well, you'll do that for like a week and then you'll be bored to tears. You know, you aren't a person to do that.
Yeah.
But you're going to do things that fulfill you.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I have a job where I am, like, I do feel fulfilled. I don't feel like I'm appreciated by my company, but I do feel appreciated by my clients.
And you'll always continue to do that.
Mm.
You know, you aren't, like I said, you always need to do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I mean, I see you traveling more and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You'll do that, but I see you having a work-life balance.
Oh, that's good.
Because you don't have any balance right now. You're like all on one side. The scale is like all cattywampus.
Yeah. Do you see anything for love life?
You haven't made room yet. It's all filled with you.
Yeah.
You need to empty out a drawer for men's underwear.
I am getting rid of a lot of stuff.
And set a plate, you know, the table for 2 people.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have everything set up for 1.
Mm-hmm.
Well, make room. And do your God letter of exactly what you want.
Uh-huh.
You know, and open your heart to romance and to love.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have not made room for that at all. You entertain the thought for like 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then you let your work consume you. Your work consumes your whole life.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Well, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you're not going to have it, but you got to make room for it.
Ah.
You want it, but you don't want it.
Uh-huh.
You're like, oh, it'd be nice. Oh, I don't know if I want to be bothered or not.
Kind of, yeah, exactly.
You're like, I don't know. You would do better having a lover.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, somebody that lived in a different state.
You know, and get together when you want to, travel together, and then go to your respective houses.
Exactly.
That's how it would work better for you. I don't think you could stand being married and having somebody up your butt 24/7. Because you're lone woofy.
I'm what?
Lone woofy.
Oh, okay.
You need to have your alone time.
Yeah, for sure.
So if you could have a lover and have an agreement and be, you know, each other's only one, that would work for you tremendously. You know, go on vacation together, get together, spend the night with each other. You know, that's what I see, basically. And I see you basically with a gentleman that's like 2 years older than you, and he has salt over hair. His original hair color, he was a redhead, but he's a handsome redhead.
Mm.
And he has like the brown, cow brown eyes.
Uh-huh.
And pretty, you know, brown eyes. He's like 5'11". He has, like, the Romanesque nose, the thin man lips. He has nice man hands. Well, you like hands. I see man hands. And you like man hands, so I see nice man hands.
Yeah.
He's fit. He don't have anything wrong with him. Everything works. he has the square jaw. Well, you have to, you know, you got to check for all that stuff, you know.
Right.
And
mind, body, spirit.
Right, and you meet him on a fluke.
Mm.
I see a male platonic friend setting you up with this man.
Huh. When
and
do you see that happening?
Yes, the square jawline. I see not until, it might be wintertime, because I'm seeing Christmas balls in a bowl.
Mm.
So it could be this holiday. So, remember to put on your lipstick, wear a V-neck, and say yes. Don't say no, because you're invited to things, and you say no a lot.
Yeah, because I'm tired. I work 3 jobs.
I know.
Yeah. Yep,
but
I need to do that.
Nobody's going to come to your door and ask you for a bowl of sugar, honey.
Mm-hmm.
No offense. Although I've done readings where that has happened.
That's funny.
Literally.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
But you're gonna have romance, so open your heart to it and say yes.
Okay.
And you'll
I will.
Be able to, you know, your new job, you'll be able to go down to 2 jobs.
Good. Yeah.
You'll work smarter, not harder.
That's what I need.
Yes, because you're all poopified all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you need a new bed. You need a new mattress. Your mattress is lumpy, bumpy, and you need new pillows.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not
yeah.
trying to give you money, but you need it.
Mm-hmm.
That'll help you tremendously.
Okay.
And which way does your head of your bed face when you sleep?
What do you mean?
If it faces west or south, you don't sleep good.
Oh, I don't know what it, what does that, I think it's west.
Well, that's why you don't sleep good, hon.
Mm, okay.
West will give you nightmares.
Oh, God.
And you don't sleep good anyway. You're like, I got toothpicks in my eyes.
I know. I don't sleep well.
Yeah. Bing, bing, bing. I'm up.
Mm-hmm.
You look like you're on a racetrack.
Yeah.
There you go, hon.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. You take care.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jackie. Ross,
thank you.
You know, we're going to have to get a stronger bell because we did ring it, but I'll let that reading carry a little because Jackie been our last call. So we let it carry a little before ringing it again. So we're going to say a big, big thank you to Kelly.
Thank you for having me, and I'll see you next week.
And next week being the last one for this month, Kelly, yeah?
Right.
So, the 26th then, ladies and gents.
Absolutely.
And Kelly will be joining us there on the 26th. I've got to tell you, ladies and gents, there is no Thursday show this week. Bryn can't do any other day. unfortunately. I have asked, and he hasn't come forward to say yay or nay yet. So we're going to keep that open. Wednesdays and Saturdays, of course, are still available. We wish Tina Marie the very best with her live show that she has coming up. Thursday evening, I'm taking off this coming Thursday because it's my wedding anniversary. So I should say our wedding anniversary, myself and my wife, of course. And we're planning to go out somewhere for the day. And we like to do it on the actual day, you know. It's kind of different when you do it on a different day, isn't it? It's always nice to do it on the day. So 44 years this year. So yeah, okay. So then, what we're going to leave you with? I don't know. Try and find something. Yeah, okay.
I had to meet you here today. There's just so many things to say. Please don't stop me till I'm through. This is something I hate to do. We've been meeting here so long. I guess what we've done, oh, was wrong. Please, darling, don't you cry. Let's just kiss and say goodbye. Many months have passed us by. I'm gonna miss you. I'm gonna miss you. I can't lie. I've got ties, and so do you. I just think this is the thing to do. It's gonna hurt me. I can't lie. Maybe you're gonna hurt me, I can't lie. Maybe you're mean another guy. Understand me, or won't you try, 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 try. Let's just kiss and say goodbye. And say goodbye.